Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. All right, I need a couple of younger little Lutheran volunteers. So I'm going to invite Rowan. Come on up, buddy. Leah, would you come help me? Would you come help me? It's okay. All right, that's perfect. Thank you, Rowan. Come on up, Leah. Okay. I need you guys to help me with something, okay? Now, I'm going to let ladies go first, okay? All right, is that right, the way to handle it? Yeah, that's right. All right, well, turn around, baby. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and see if you can recognize your mother's voice. You think you can? So when your mother says your name, Leah, you got to tell me if it's Leah, if it's your mom, okay? You think you can do that? Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Leah. Is that your mom?
No.
No? Okay.
Leah. No.
Okay.
Leah.
No.
Leah.
Yes. All right, now turn around, and you are right. That was your mommy. So go back to her. Good job. Now, Rowan, you think you can do it? You think so? Hey, I promise you, I won't let you fail. Okay? All right. We're going to try it. Close your eyes. We're going to go see if you can tell if that's your mom, okay?
No.
No? Okay. No. Okay.
Rowan. No.
Rowan. Yes. Yes. Turn around. You got it right. Good job. Okay. Well, well done. Today is Mother's Day, and I want to share a story with you about how my mother's voice has made a difference in my life of faith throughout my life. And it stems from the story that we have today. Remember how Jesus says in our gospel lesson that my sheep know my voice. And there are so many voices in this world that speak to us. Now, everyone has a mother. Not everyone has a great relationship with their mother. Not every mother is wonderful. But I share my stories today because my mom has had an impact in my life of faith. But I also want everyone to know that I recognize that there probably are people in your lives who, if your relationship with your mom hasn't been the best, I would imagine there have been those mothering voices in your life too, and I would encourage you to think about those this day. And so as I share some of these stories, I hope that they speak to your heart as well. The first story is when I was a little boy, and I got lost in a department store. It was called Roses. Does anybody remember Roses? Well, they don't have a lot of roses anymore, but that was a big deal to go to Roses. And I loved to go to Roses. And so I went, and I remember I got lost from my mom, and I ended up hiding in one of those clothes racks. You know, that are circular, and their clothes hang down, and you can kind of get in between, and nobody knows where you are. Well, that's what I did because I was afraid. And people would walk by that were looking for me, and they would say my name, David, David. But I was afraid to come out because I was lost. And it wasn't until I heard my mom say, David, David, and I knew by hearing my mom's voice that it was safe, that I could leave wherever I was afraid, and I could follow her voice. And you know what she did? She got down, and she hugged me, and she loved me, and then she looked at me stern and said, don't ever do that again. Doesn't that sound like God? Who, as we listen to His voice in our lives, when we're afraid, we're full of anxiety, we're unsure, we're hiding because we don't know at all what might be out in that big bad world, but then we listen to the voice and we come out and we are embraced and we are loved. And then we're also said, look, don't do that again. Yeah. Indeed, my mom's voice has been that source that has called me from places of fear and anxiety, just like God does that for us. The second story is when I was in my teens. And when I was in my teens, I went through a lot of the same teen angst. I started getting acne on my face. I had relationships where sometimes I broke up with them, but oftentimes she broke up with me. My teams would win games and we would lose games, or I wouldn't do as well in school as perhaps I could. All that kind of angst where I worried about myself and my life and who I was and all the things that happen when you're going through your teens. And I'll never forget one of those moments. I'm sitting in my room and I'm down and I've got some tears and I'm just thinking I'm like a big lump of coal, you know, and just feeling like I'm not worth a whole lot at all. My mom does what moms do. She comes in and she hugs me. She goes, "David, you're awesome. You're wonderful. I love you. I love you. Stop beating yourself up. It's okay. I love you. I love you." And I said what all teenagers say to their parents. "Mom, you have to love me. You're my mom." Right? Has anybody ever said that? Have you ever looked at your spouse who's trying to help you through something, said, "Well, you have to love me. You know, you married me." And the reality is, they don't. And moms don't have to love their children. Some don't. At least not as well as they should. But the reality is, my mom, by saying that, by us saying to the people who we know love us, "Well, you have to love me, so you don't count," maybe they count the most. But I'll never forget what my mom said. She says, "David, I don't have to love you. I get to love you. I don't have to love you. I get to love you." Now think about what that means. Is that she saw in me, even in my shame, in my brokenness, in the ways that I was imperfect, in the ways that I didn't measure up, the ways I failed, she still saw in me somebody worthy of her love and her affection and her care, just as God sees that in you. That is the voice she shared with me, and that is the voice our Lord Jesus Christ shares with you this day. That despite any failures, any blemishes in your life, any struggles, any pains that you might be having, any doubts, uncertainties about yourself, or even about your relationship with God, whatever that happens to be, God still sees you and counts you as worthy of your love, of His love, of her love, and gets to love you still. You know, amidst a world that will often tell you how you don't measure up, or in a world that seeks to highlight our divisions with each other instead of the ways in which we are unified, in a world that can often give us voices that tell us the lies and the untruths about this world and about ourselves, listen to this voice of God that says, "I get to love you. And I will always love you." The final story about my mom is that she is, think of, if I said someone was a good Southern woman, well, whatever that comes to mind for you, think of my mom. Because that's what she is. She's a good Southern woman. She knows how to cook. She knows how to be hospitable. She knows how not to in any way ever show any kind of anything negative in public. She knows how to love her family and go to church and serve in church and be a piano player in church and do all of those things that it means to be a good, gentle Southern woman. She's kind and loving. But make no mistake, she's one tough cookie. She's so tough that she has said this to me, "David, I don't care what anybody says about you, about me, but if anybody hurts you or your sister or your father, well, they're on my list." And I'm like, well, Mom, you know, Jesus tells us to forgive, right? And she says, yes, I'll forgive them, but I won't forget, and they are going to stay on my list. And I think, in a way, that's important for us to remember. Because my mom cares so much about the way that people treat the people she loves, that it frustrates and upsets her when people treat us badly. So much so that she doesn't know quite what to do with that. Well, think about this for a second. If God calls me His child, well, then God also calls this person over here who I just hurt His child. So perhaps what my mom is teaching me here is that there is a responsibility of ours as the people of God not to hurt each other. Because God doesn't want us hurting those whom God also calls God's own. How can we live in such a way that we aren't being the people bringing harm or hurt to another, but instead are ones who are bringing love and grace? That's who God calls us to be as the people of God. To listen to that voice too. To listen to the voice who calls us from fear. To listen to the voice that says, I get to love you. And then listen to the voice that says, do not do harm to my other children. Well, that's a pretty good learning for a Mother's Day. Indeed, that's a pretty good learning for any day. I invite you to listen for the voice of Christ in your world, in your lives. The voice that will indeed invite you beyond your fears and your anxieties into the promise of a love that God gives freely, that He calls you to live into with each other. Sage advice, dare I say, mothering God advice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us stand.